Okay, we have here in Gimel Amud Aleph the Gemara and what Tosfos brings, the Isser to learn Torah with a guy. So I can't resist any time the topic comes up to talk about the guy who was attending the Navi Shir on a regular basis. There was a fellow, this goes back 15, 16 years, who came over to me once after the Navi Shir. He was a regular, he looked like a yeshiva man. And he talks to me, he tells me he's a guy. And I told him, you don't look like a guy. He says, yeah, he's practicing for Geirus. A lot of interesting stories that he had over the years. But he came to me the first time and told me he's a guy. It was before Yom Tov. He says to me, I'd like to come for a Suda on Pesach, but I know you're not allowed to invite a guy on Pesach. So I have an Eitzah that I'm not telling you which meal I come to. I don't want to tell him, most guys don't know that you're not allowed to invite a guy for Pesach. And Yom Tov Talach is, you're not allowed to invite a guy to a Suda, because Atem V'Loi L'Gakum, you're not allowed to cook for a guy. And we're afraid if you invite a guy, you'll end up cooking for him. So if he stops in, uninvited, and you tell him that if what we have is good, and that we're not cooking for you, then it's mutter. So this was his introduction to me. And over the years, eventually he was Megayer, a full Geirus, and he lives in Muncie today. He wanted to go someplace where people didn't know he's a Geir. But the problem I had, L'chaira, was after he introduced himself to me as a guy, is whether I'm allowed to teach him in the Navi Shir. What's he doing in the Navi Shir? Goyim? No, I'll teach Torah to Goyim. Even though Goy's allowed to learn things that he needs to be Megayer, but the stuff in the Navi Shir, he doesn't need to be Megayer. I mean, it's maybe enticing and inviting, but it's not a halachas that he needs to know in order to become a ger. So the shaila was whether if a guy comes to mishmar or something, whether we're allowed to keep on giving such a shir. So I want to share with you a fascinating aside. But before that, what I gave out here in these copies is basically a yisoid from Tosfos in Chagiga, that there are really two averus in teaching a guy Torah. One, the Gemara Chagiga says, how do you know you don't teach a guy Torah? Shenemar, it says, Mishpatim Bayadom, Haluka, Tosfos there brings, Magid Barav Yake, Chuka Mishpat of Yisrael, Vayasachem Lachal Guy. Sounds a little familiar? Nope. Right? So we say it on Yom Kippur. So you're not supposed to teach Gayim Torah. Says one Isser is Mishpatim Bayadom. Tosfos there adds that there's a second Isser. Tosfos asks, why do you Mishpatim Bayadom? There's a second Aveir in teaching a guy Torah. It's Lusnei Iver. A guy has his own Isser of learning. Nachri Shalom Shasik B'Torah Chayim Misa, he brings. So Tosfos says, Yavil Lusnei Iver. There's Lusnei Iver by Gayim too. The Gemara says, if you give Avim and Achayla ben Noyach, you have a Lifnei Iver. So it's Lifnei Iver by Goyim as well. So it comes out there are two Averis in teaching a Goy Torah. Mishpatim by Yadom, that it's the Farish not supposed to teach him. And the Yisr of Lifnei Iver. So they have these two Averis. Now, Tosfos is, why do you need both? So I have here the Turi Evans Teretz, that if it's a Gezel, if a Yid teaches him, this for a guy to learn Torah, it's like a Zayl, he's taking what's not his. But if a Yid teaches him, there's no Mishpatim Bal Yadom. But the Turi Evan means that it's still, if the Yivet, it still is. They're two separate Isurim. Turi Evan's saying, if you give him, he's not Ivar and Gezel. But there are two Isurim. The Turi Evan's saying, why do I need two Isurim? Says, if one, I would think, if you teach him, it's Mutter. So I need both Yisurim. Melamaisa, it's awesome. The second teretz he brings, that only learning Be'iyun is awesome for a guy, and not Shalai Be'iyun. So very often the Davi Shir is Be'iyun. So the question is what the heter is. I want to tell you a very beautiful yisaid, and where it comes from. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Actually, two tshuvas, almost identical tshuvas. One, as Mamish the Shaila, he was asked by a Rebbe in a day school, who has in his class, what's a Jewish day school, everyone's officially Jewish, But in his class, there are some students whose mother converted a reform or a conservative conversion, which is not halachically a conversion. So the child is a guy. So he's asking Rav Moshe if he's allowed to teach this class. He has a guy in his class. Is he allowed to teach? That's the shaila. Rav Moshe has a second similar tshuva about somebody who has a relative that intermarried. There's a woman, a Jewish woman intermarried. And they have a child. Child's Jewish. He wants to invite them to the Pesach Seder. But this guy is going to come to the Pesach Seder too. He's going to speak out the very Torah to the guy. So I'll teach the Torah to a guy. So it's similar shaila, day school shaila and the Pesach Seder shaila. So Rav Moshe says that it's mutter based on the following. Rav Moshe's yisoid, the lumdus we have to get to, his yisoid is, if you're teaching Torah to a group of people, to Yidden, and a guy is listening, it's mutter. That's Rav Moshe writes. He bases it on, the Mishnah says, by Tevi Avdi in Sukkah, that Tevi, who was an Eved Kenani, used to sleep under the bed in the Sukkah. It says, Tevi is a Talmid Chacham, he knows that an Eved is part of an Asukkah, so he sleeps under the bed. So Taisa says, yeah, he's part of an Asukkah, but most people just don't sleep under the bed anyway. Like, why is he sleeping under the bed? In the house, he doesn't sleep under the bed. So Taisa answers from Yerushalmi that Rav Gamliel's Sukkah was packed. It was packed, there was no room. They weren't going to give Tevi a good spot where he could sleep in the Sukkah. So Tevi chapped. All these other people are chayv in Sukkah, they can't sleep under the bed. So Tevi slept under the bed. So Taisa says, why is he sleeping under the bed? Let him sleep in the house. He's so smart, he knows he's potim in a Sukkah. Why is he sleeping under the bed? But guess what Taisa says? That he wanted to hear the learning. It was Tamid Chacham and falling asleep. So what are they talking about before they fall asleep? They're talking learning. So Tevi, that's what Taisus brings from Yerushalmi. He slept under the bed in the Sukkah to hear them learning. So the Kasha is, they can't, just like the Rambam says, just like Akum Shalom and Eschai Misa, Eved Kenani too. So he says that if you're not teaching him, it's mutter. There's no Gezel, you're teaching Yidden, and it's mutter. Because Gezel is if he's taking it for himself. If Yid is teaching Yidden, there's no Mishpatim Ba'id. So that's Ramosh's Psak, and that's what I relied on, that you're allowed to teach Yidden, and if a guy's listening, so a guy's listening. That's the halach. What about Lifnei Iver? It's very good. It's not Gezel. You're not teaching him. You're teaching Yidden. The guy's just listening in. However that works. But what about Lifnei Iver? Do we say now there are two Yisurim? So Rav Moshe has the aside in a later tshuva, in Yerodei HaDalid, in Tshuva Tzadik, he explains himself. And so the aside that we just had in the Gemara and Ksuvah. What? Rav Gamliel did it. Tevi was there. It sounds like it's even Lechatchila. From the Raya, it sounds like it's even Lechatchila. So there's a nice yisoid in Lifnei Iver. I want you to know the first parak in Avodah Zarah has the yisoidis of Lifnei Iver. It's a sugya later in the parak. The yisoidis of the Aver of Lifnei Iver, I see Timichshel, we're going to get to. I'd like to share with you one yisoid tonight. The yisoid is that you're not allowed to be, you're not an oiva Lifnei Iver, you're not allowed to help, give somebody an Avera to do. But if you're doing something that you're interested in doing, you have interest in doing it, and somebody else is going to do an Avera based on it, it's not Lifnei Iver. For example, let's say somebody will come over to you, and he'll make a shvua. He makes a shvua, shvua d'oraisa. I swear, shvua d'oraisa, that you're going to give me $100. Now he comes over to you and he says, you have to give me $100. If you don't give me $100, I'm over on the Issa Shvua. So you have to give me money. When we were kids, I don't know if they do that, they do it these days, but when we were kids, there was always someone in the class, when you had a snack and he didn't have, he would come over and make a bracha and tell you, no, now you have to give it to me, right? Now I made a bracha, it's an aveir, if you don't give it to me.
Remember, this is like the in thing to do. So you make a bracha, he has to give it to you. It's an avera. Is it true? Ever lifnei iver. He made a bracha, and you have food. If you don't give him food, you ever lifnei iver. So the aside that Rav Moshe brings is that there's no lifnei iver. Because if you're lifnei iver, you can't stop me from things I'm entitled to. Well, something I'm entitled to do, you can't stop me because of your lifnei iver. It's based on a sugya in Ksubis. In Ksubis on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the aside is Rav Shulayb Diskin in a sefer brings it. Rav Moshe quotes B'Shem Rav Shulayb. I guess it's known, I know Rabbi Yashav has a tshuva, which I'll mention to you. Also quotes the name of Rav Shulayb Diskin. Rav Shulayb is a very geshmaka raya. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis is talking in the beginning of Ksubis that Isha Nisis B'Sula Nisis B'Yom Revi. There was a takana for various reasons. Women should get married on Wednesdays. And that was the midin Klal Yisrael for a long time. Women, the Besulais, got married on Wednesday. So the Gemara talks about a time that there was a gezeira tibol lehegmon tchila. That the hegmon would come, it wouldn't come every time, but there was a danger. The hegmon is going to come and be boil this woman. This is now an extra sheisha, he should get married. He made it, the hegmon would come and be boil the woman first. So the Gemara says that it was boli de sakana. In the time of this takana, it was dangerous. Women would be maisa nefesh. She'd be maisa nefesh, and would come li de sakana. They get killed because the hegman would come. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. A woman is not mechuyev to be maisa nefesh on gilei arayis. A lot of people don't know that. The big three of Avodah Zarah, Shechazdam Gilei Arayis, Gilei Arayis, a woman, Karka Olam, was passive, is not obligated to give her life. So the Gemara says, why are you worried about Oynis? Why are you worried about Sakana? Lidrash Lehud, Oynis Shari, we should teach the women that it's not a Sakana. A person doesn't have to give his life. Nothing on a Wednesday. And you worry about Sakana? It won't come any day Sakana. Lidrash Lehud, Oynis Shari. That's what the Gemara says. So Yeshua Leib says, 1 minute. The Hegmain, a Ben Naich, is Mitzvah Venetius Ish. It's Lufnei Iver. How can you marry Wednesday night? He'll be boiled. It's Lufnei Iver. So Yeshua Leib has this aside that a person who's entitled to something doesn't have to give it up. For Lufnei Iver, I see the Mitzvah. But Yasha brings it. He has a tshuva. Things printed in the Kovitz tshuvas. They asked him how they make hafkanot on Shabbos. How do they make protests on Shabbos? You make a protest on Shabbos, what happens? Some more police are working that day. And all the newspaper people come, and the television people come. It's lufnei iver. You make hafkanah, make it on a weekday. You make hafkanah on Shabbos. It's lufnei iver. So B'Yasha brings this idea. What? You walked in late. I said in the beginning, the Gemara says there's lifnei iver by someone who gives ever menachai to a guy. There's also lifnei iver, and Yitzchak Hashem later in the parak will talk about why. Why is lifnei iver by? But there is, the Gemara says beferish that even by a guy there's lifnei iver.
There's no lifnei iver going to
a
hotel Friday night if you're
going to
be photographed.
It has nothing with lifnei iver. That has to do with, of course, it's a separate issue whether you're allowed to walk in front of a camera, but it's not lifnei iver. You're not causing another person to malacha, right? So this aside is that there's no lifnei iver. I'm doing my thing. If someone else comes and he creates a lifnei iver, that is no lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is only when a person does, I want to do you a favor, I give somebody a piece of nevela. I'm doing a favor. What kind of favor is that? That's lifnei iver. But I'm doing something for my sake. And someone comes and he creates a lifnei iver, this lifnei iver doesn't apply. And memela, Zakhtar Maisha, you're allowed to teach a class. You're teaching a class. In the class, there's a guy. The guy comes to the class. Or you have a Pesach Seder. You're not going to invite a guy to the Pesach Seder. But if you want to invite his Jewish wife and the Jewish child, you want to be Makar of them. So the fact that a guy comes, you're not doing it to teach them. You're doing it to teach the Yid. So this is Ramesh's Psak. When I mentioned it in class, somebody asked me, what about if he asks a question, this boy in your class, you have a guy in your class. So you're allowed to teach a class. You're not teaching the guy. Why don't the guy ask you a question? I say, I don't know. I don't know. It's funny, every time this kid raises his hand, the teacher doesn't know. So I'm not sure how that would work exactly. I guess if he asks a question for the whole class, so you're teaching the whole class, you're teaching the answer. But what? Maybe others have the same question. Okay, it would only be a private comes over to you privately and asks the question. Say, I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work. But anyway, it's nice you say that if you teach, you're allowed to teach. The most amusing thing I had with this guy, I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite stories, is he ate by our house, and he told us, Davila, while he's a guy, they told Nochri Shashavas Chayim, he's not keep Shabbos. So the person who was teaching him told him to strike a match every Shabbos. Just take, he should keep Shabbos, he's practicing, but every Shabbos you just strike a match. All right, so that's what he was doing. So he tells me, I had given a Davi Shir about Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. Then on Shabbos, if you do a Malacha and you don't need a Tachlis, it's not Issa Daraisa. So this guy asks me, he says, some have to do Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos, not to be a Nochri Shein Shabbos. I said, yeah. He said, but yeah, but you told me Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa is not a Malacha Daraisa. So how am I Yaitza with striking a match? It's a great question. So I told him, it was Shabbos when he asked me, I told him, so go in, cook yourself, put up some water for a coffee, do a real malach. What bothered me is I knew there was a boy, this goes back many years, a boy named Cohn. He was getting aliyas as a kayin. And he was ma'as in the yeshiva, and he was in Camp Arshraga in the summer. In the middle of the summer, he found out he's a guy. His father was Cohn, was a kayin. But his mother, he found out his mother's geiris was not a good geiris. And he found, in the middle of summer, he found out he's a guy. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov what to do. So Rabbi Yaakov told him not to be Megayah right away. You should wait 2 months. You should calm down. Till then, he told him, strike a match every Shabbos. So here, this guy has a kasha on Rabbi Yaakov, because I know Rabbi Yaakov told him to strike a match every Shabbos. I said, good kasha. Should have told him to smoke a cigarette or something. Man, I'm going to strike a match. So I came to Yeshiva Yisrof Palm. So you have to know, Malachi Yitzchein Tzricha Lagufa is a machlekes in the Gemara of Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says Malachi Yitzchein Lagufa is not a malach, Rav Yehuda holds it is. In the Paiskim, the Rambam Paskins like Rav Yehuda, Malachi Yitzchein Tzricha Lagufa is Dereisa, and all the other Rishayim argue, and that's the way we Paskim. Malachi Yitzchein Lagufa is part of a loss. When I asked Rav Palm why Rav Yaakov told him to strike a match, it's a Malachi Yitzchein Tzricha Lagufa, he said, a guy can say mufnayin after Rambam Shita. That was his answer to me. A guy can say after Rambam Shita. The story is a good story because it helps you remember that the Rambam Shita is Moshe Tzidgufa's time. Anyway, we're learning Avodah Zarah, so I'll tell you a story about one of the Goyim that I knew. I've got Shabbos, everybody.